Welcome to the Bee's Knees of Disney. Really excited about this episode. This is Robin Hood 1973. Really interesting movie. I'm excited to talk about it. Robin Hood is obviously a very popular figure in folklore, seen in lots of movies, TV shows. It's been done so many times. And so this was the first time, I believe, that Disney took a crack at it, and they did it in an animated form. I believe they might have done some live action. But you see Robin Hood pop up in a movie or TV show every couple years, so it can kind of be compared with this movie. But I'm going to take it as its own, mostly, and talk about what I liked about what they did with this movie and what I didn't like so much. But overall, I'm really excited to talk about Robin Hood in this episode of The Bee's Knees of Disney. So yeah, Robin Hood, just a little bit about the character itself before diving into the movie specifically. It's a folklore legend, I believe, I looked up. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was believed to be sort of a semi-outlaw person who, you know, the phrase goes, steal from the rich to give to the poor. So kind of a heroic figure. You could debate about what he's doing is right, but nonetheless, a very popular figure for a lot of reasons. I think for that reason, just the kind of conflicting morality there, but also just the setting is fun. I believe, you know, archery, kind of the Middle Ages. So I think for that reason, it's been done so many times. But when it comes to this movie, Disney decided to take their own spin on it. And for the most part, it's fun and works. In other ways, I think it kind of is lacking or sort of scattershot in its execution. So let's start from the beginning. This movie starts with a storybook, as a lot of early Disney movies do, so that's very familiar. You have this singing chicken, I guess rooster, singing, and he's kind of the narrator throughout, kind of sings a lot of songs, plays his guitar. So right from the get-go, the opening sequence is showing. So before I move forward, a note about this is I watched this movie a lot as a kid, actually. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I put it on frequently. It was one of the only sort of 70s, 80s, 60s movies that I really put on a lot as a kid. And I can talk a little bit about why I think that is. And in some ways, those elements hold up. In some ways, they don't. But the reason I say that is because in the opening sequence, they show a lot of what is to come. They kind of copy and paste certain sequences, animation into the storybook, so you can kind of see what's coming up. So I found that kind of interesting. I don't know if I would do that. It feels a little cheap, maybe, you know, especially if you've seen the movie before. You're like, oh, I know that happens. It's not very cinematic, in my opinion. It's kind of like, you know, almost like a theme park ride. Like, you know what you're about to get into. Let's kind of preview it for you. But anyway, it starts out that way. And we're introduced very quickly to the villain, who I want to talk a little bit about. This is, his name is escaping me. He is a prince, not Richard, that's King Richard, who is the king, the rightful king that has been kind of sent away on a crusade. King Richard and his crusades, if you know, historical reference there. I cannot think of his name at the moment. I'm gonna pause and get that. Prince John. All right, you know, I knew that was what it was, but I was confusing it with another character in the movie. Anyway, sorry about that. Prince John. This is a lion. He's the main villain. He's the acting king. To sum him up, he's kind of a big baby. You know, gets mad when he doesn't get what he wants. Throws tantrums. Kind of violent tantrums. Not, you know, innocent ones that Don't hurt those around him. He has a sidekick, Snake. I don't really remember his name. I thought it was Ka, but that's from the Jungle Book, and they kind of look similar. So yeah, this Snake and Lion, they're kind of going through caravan with Jules. Robin Hood and his partner Lil Jon are going to rob them. So this is a really big part of the movie that kind of takes me out, is the fact that all of these characters are animals. And there's no rhyme or reason to why an animal is who they are, really. There is some, like, you could see, like, a king, a lion, maybe a sneaky sidekick being a snake. There's no reason why Robin Hood would be a fox, necessarily. Sort of paints this weird world, because everyone's an animal, which I don't think has been the case in any of these movies so far. They live in the human's world in most other movies, but in this case everyone's an animal, so you're kind of confused about why an animal is what they are, why they have this job, why are they evil, why are they good. It's kind of muddled and kind of loses a little bit of that defineness in what the roles are. So that kind of took me out of it a little bit. All that withstanding, what you have here is just the plot of Robin Hood with animals. And so you have basically the overarching storyline here is that Prince John is taxing the poor a lot, and Robin Hood is attempting to get some of that money back. So this kind of brings like an adult element into the story, but attempts to make it sort of more for children to understand. So as adults, you know, we understand taxes and we can feel overtaxed. In this movie, it's more or less good versus evil. It's the evil king taxing the poor way too much. And I was kind of making jokes as I was watching this movie, like maybe these people should just pay their taxes. Which it might be inaccurate to their situation. But anyway, the Prince John seems to be greedy, though. That seems to be the overarching point with his character. So he's taking more than he needs. So Robin Hood's attempting to kind of equal this out and steal from Prince John. So, you know, in a kid's movie, it's kind of a fine line to show or have the audience, you know, sort of root for someone to steal from anyone, right? So the way they do this, I think, in this movie is really make King Prince John look like he's going way overboard. There's images of him, like, sitting on piles of gold throughout the movie. You know, he sends these children to jail. They're all, you know, chained up. So these are kind of intense images that suggest that, you know, he is an evil person. No matter what order has been set in this kingdom, he's taking too much. He's being cruel towards his, inhabitants. And because of this, he deserves to be stolen from. So that kind of is the overarching point. And it sort of works. You know, I don't think anyone is sort of thinking that, you know, he doesn't deserve some of this. As far as is it okay for Robin Hood to take it into his own hands? It does feel like it's okay. This is a Disney movie. It is for kids. You know, I don't think they were going for anything that would suggest that this was, you know, morally ambiguous. It could go either way. It's pretty much these guys so evil that it seems like he would absolutely deserve this. So that's kind of the plot in this movie, really revolves around that. But there is sort of a secondary plot that is pretty central, though, is the love story between Robin Hood and Maid Marian. Maid Marian is sort of a royalty. I think she's related to Prince John. She lives in a castle. And some sort of past love affair is described between her and Robin Hood. And it is revealed that both of them still feel the same way. They still love each other. To me, I'm not a huge into this part of the movie. As a kid, I watched this movie. These were the parts I liked the least. I didn't think the love story was super fleshed out. I'm not a big fan of when a love story is sort of given to up, it's sort of already taken place, and you're sort of like, oh yeah, they love each other. You don't see it happen, you know, the initial onset, so that can kind of take you out of it a little bit. Beyond that, I just don't think it's very strong. It's not, you know, Cinderella. It's not anything really powerful. It just feels kind of like two people love each other and then they're like apart for 4 years or something like that. So you find it hard to believe. But anyway, that's a big part of the story. It's kind of central because once they find out about each other, Robin Hood enters an archery contest disguised as a stork to win a kiss from her. Because at this point, Robin Hood is a wanted man. He can't really just go around and do what he wants. He enters this archery contest. He's the best. He ends up winning. However, the other animals, Prince John's animals, figure it out and they arrest him. But he escapes. And so this is sort of a part of the movie. They all sort of say Prince John is the worst. They go off into the woods. There's this love sequence that I'm not a huge fan of. I honestly skipped it as a kid, to be honest. So the movie kind of progresses through this cycle. And the last part of the movie is them, Robin Hood, breaking them out of prison. Now, this is where I have some qualms with this whole storyline. And this is a climactic part of the story, of course. One thing is there's this character, Friar Tuck. He's sort of the clergyman, church person, and they throw him in jail when he attacks the sheriff of Nottingham, who is a villain in the story, kind of this big wolf guy, greedy wolf guy. And that's the only time Robin Hood really cares. He's sort of living his life and doing what he has to do until he finds out this Friar Tuck is in jail. And then all of a sudden he's interested, right? And he needs to break everyone out all of a sudden, even though there's children waiting, suffering, and he doesn't care. Seriously. So I take issue with this. What is his motivation? Is it to help everyone or is it to help his friends? Is it to help Maid Marian? Robin Hood is, he kind of has the same costume as Peter Pan, and he kind of comes across sort of similar in character because they're both legendary. They're both like celebrities in their worlds, especially Robin Hood, and Robin Hood has many fans, but he can be a little bit selfish, especially like when talking through this, you know, he could have gone and saved those people before his friend that he cared about was captured, but he kind of chose instead to wait until that moment. So, you know, his character is a sort of scattershot with his morality. Is he a good person? Is he a bad person? I don't know if this is on purpose, because I think Robin Hood is kind of supposed to be that anyway. But I think for a Disney movie and establishing like a hero character kind of falls a little strange to me. He's kind of like does good when he wants to, not does good when he really needs to. So in that way, I kind of have issue with the character. But I think the movie kind of sputters out at the end because of this. The jailbreak seems a little, you know, not really super motivated by his virtuousness. It's just like he wants to get his friend out. It bothers him. He does get everyone out. It's pretty neat what they end up doing, but it kind of gets wrapped up neat in a bow. The real King Richard comes back and everything is happy, and Maid Marian and Robin Hood are safe and everything. So that's pretty much the plot of the movie. And I think the plot itself is not the strongest part of this movie. It kind of goes up and down. There's exciting parts, there's slow parts, and it doesn't really have that overarching like build to the climax. It just kind of feels like Robin Hood is trying to help, and then he gets in trouble, and then he's not in trouble, and then he tries to help, and then he's in trouble, and he gets out of trouble again. So that's kind of how the movie feels. It doesn't have that centralized feel. But it's not to say that the movie as a whole doesn't have merit, because it does. And I do want to talk about that in the next segment, which I call Deep Moments. And we'll talk about it after the break. So I've kind of talked a lot about what I don't like about this movie, and I don't want to spend, you know, the whole entire episode talking about that, because there's things that I do like, and they sort of, interestingly enough, kind of relate to the reasons I liked the movie as a kid. And, you know, I didn't really know why I liked it, or I didn't think about it that much, and I watched it again, and I think it kind of brought back what it was about this movie that is endearing. I think I already talked about the cast being all animals, and as a kid I think that worked a lot, and I think that's what they were going for, appealing to that interest in animals as a kid, talking animals. But as an adult it kind of fell flatter, so that's not really what I think carries this movie for me to enjoy it. Now, I think it's the fun of the movie. There's some fun segments. There is a couple that really work well, and there's just a couple segments that don't. The ones that work really well, I think, are when, you know, Robin Hood is stealing from Prince John and doing it, dressing up as a woman or whatever, and Little John is doing the same thing. That's fun. It's fast. You know, it moves at a good pace. There's action. It's tied up nice, and it concludes. The archery contest is really fun, I think. There's kind of a crazy sequence, which I don't know if I love or not, but where the chicken, Madam Clucker, she's like a big chicken, right? And she's like playing football and knocking over these rhinos or something. It's ridiculous. It's so goofy, but the move, it's fun. It's wild and weird, but it works for this movie. And that's a segment. I think it's when they find out Robin Hood is who he is in the archery contest at the end. They reveal his real identity, and they're trying to capture him, and the other animals are helping him out. That's a fun part of the movie. And that was probably my favorite as a kid, the archery contest. And as watching it now, that was kind of the strongest part for me as well. I think the love story, like I said, doesn't really work for me. It didn't work for me in this movie. And that's not to say I don't like love stories in Disney movies, because I do, when they're done in a way that I enjoy them. But here, once again, I just didn't like it. I don't think it really hits home. You don't get to see the development of it. You just assume it's there. There's not many great scenes in the movie anyway about it. I'll be honest, when I said in the last segment, I skipped that part. As a kid, it goes downhill for me at that point. It loses some of the steam, in that love segment. There's a song sung as well. A segment I kind of liked, though, watching as an adult, which is the only where you can, this movie does have some dark elements, mostly with when they send, you know, it's mostly with this idea of, you know, poor people being overtaxed and then being sent to prison, and kind of the sheriff pushing down his authority and abusing his authority to get even more money from these people. That this feels pretty sinister, and you can see these animals suffering, and it's sad. They're singing a song, they're all chained up, these kids are chained up. That's pretty dark. And, you know, say what you will, if it makes you think politically about what that means, or even just morally, or, you know, just, it can make you think a lot of things, but as like a storytelling element, it does make you feel a lot for the heroes of this movie. And the imagery is pretty dark for a kid's movie. And I think it, as a kid, I felt it. And even as an adult watching it now, you felt empathy towards these creatures. So that being said, I like that segment. But one that really struck me this time was when the sort of the church is still there. And they're trying to get people in there. And they're all in prison, so no one's going, right? And the mice, there's these two mice that give their last coin to Friar Tuck for the offering. And it's like a nice gesture. And then you have the sheriff come in and take the coin. And the friar gets very upset, you know, this is the last thing. This was a very kind gesture, and this person's just ripping it away from them. And he fights back. He hits him a bunch of times, and he's sentenced to basically be hung. I did rant a lot about how Robin Hood only cared until his friend was arrested. They were sentencing Friar Tuck to death, so I'll give him a break. You know, that's a bit more than just being in prison. Anyway, though, I think he should have let them out of prison, all of them. But anyway, Friar Tuck gets sent to prison for this. It's a very moody scene. It's very dark. It's kind of like this, like, awakening. I think it's nice. I thought that was a good, you know, moment in the film. Gave some stakes, gave some of that more serious tone that I think it needs, because it's kind of a goofy, over-the-top movie. But that part specifically was good. The animation in this movie, I haven't talked much about it. It's kind of underwhelming. It's a little uninspired. It's becoming like, you're not expecting much at this point. This is not Pinocchio, you know. This is not Bambi with the backgrounds. This is kind of like, you know, the characters are popping a little bit and you get to see them mostly, but you're not really paying attention to much else. It can be a little sloppy. You see a lot of pencil marks. This might be because it's HD. This was made in the 70s, but overall, I think the animation is not really popping out as much. So, to me, this movie has some good stuff, but I wouldn't watch it again as an adult. There's not much for me. I could see a kid loving it. Animals, over-the-top action, fun, archery, you know, Robin Hood. All these things appeal to kids, but for me, there's not much there. There's not much here for me to revisit. It hasn't been one of my favorites. I'd say it's probably in the bottom five of movies that I've watched so far. So, kind of ending on a down note there, but, you know, that being said, I think it can be a fun movie. I think if you like the character of Robin Hood, you're going to like it a lot. But for me, it just didn't really hit that well. So, I'm going to give my final thoughts and preview the next episode on my closing segment coming up. All right, so Robin Hood, not my favorite movie. I think there's a lot there for kids, but doesn't really do much as an adult. Then I said this from the beginning of this series, you know, Disney at its best is appealing to both children and adults, can touch you emotionally as a child, as an adult, especially as an adult. Just this one didn't really do that. It's a fun movie. Robin Hood, great subject, you know, folklore, just doesn't really work very well for a kid's movie. Probably should be a little darker with what it's about, and it does go into that a little bit, but not much. It's mostly fun, over the top, goofy. You know, this movie, as an adult, I'd give it like a 5 or 6. 5.5. I'll say 5.5 or 6. And I'll say 6 just because Disney always has something to offer, I think, in their movies for the most part. So, but you know, Pinocchio and Snow White are 10. This is probably a 6. Which, average. If you like the character Robin Hood, I'd check it out. If you're just wanting to watch some Disney movies, I don't know if putting it on is really going to do much for you. So, that's what my thoughts about Robin Hood. But, you know what? Everyone has their own opinion. I think you can have fun with this movie, but that's about it. You're not going to really learn much, but much. Okay, so the next episode, I'm really interested in this one. I have no idea what to expect. This is The Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. What an iconic character. I don't know if I've seen this movie. I've seen him in TV shows and shorts, all sorts of things, but I don't know if I've seen him in this movie, the first movie. So I'm really interested to see. So that'll be the next episode of The Beast Needs of Disney. Thank you for listening. I'm having some good listeners here, good views. So keep listening. If you like this episode, please check out the other ones, whatever movies you're interested in. Even if you're not, it might make you want to watch it. And you know, tell your friends. I hope this is can keep going. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.